Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
Bobby Darin bringing us back to late, great Bobby Darin. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com, and that's where you can find out more about my new book. Leslie Grossman is our guest. She's the author of the new book, Link Out, which I'm very excited about. Congratulations, Leslie. Leslie is also New York City chair of Vistage, which is an organization I'm going to have her tell us about. Leslie, give us your website. Tell us how to find you and your book and all that first.
Thank you. LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com is my website.
All right. So check that out. Go ahead.
And I have a running blog about leadership and connections and collaboration that runs on that website. So.
All right. So check all that out, folks. And now, Leslie, over the years, I've talked a lot about roundtable, CEO roundtable type groups, getting people together and joining organized groups like Vistage. And there are others out there, as you know. We've talked about those. But I want you to tell us how Vistage works. Remind us. We've heard this before, folks, but it's been a while. So I want Leslie to remind us how this works. Go ahead, Leslie.
Absolutely. Vistage is, of course, it's the largest CEO organization in the world, 17,000 members in about 15 countries, not only in the States, all over the place. And the way Vistage works, and all these groups are excellent masterminds. I mean, every business owner needs to be in one of these groups. But the way Vistage is different is that it combines an advisory board of business owners, CEOs of companies, together that meet every month, and during that time, they have half of the day is spent with a top-notch speaker, like Jim, who shares their insights and works with them on applying it to their business, and the other half of the day is spent on dealing with issues for their business, issues like hiring the right people to fill key positions, avoiding making costly mistakes, holding each other accountable for things, and you know that's tough when
right.
you're the only one at the top, learning
right.
how to do more with less. And then in addition to that, though, you get the members of Vistage each get 2 hours of coaching from the Vistage chair every month, someone who works one-to-one with them, helping mm-hmm. them address those problems. So that's an added thing that a lot of mastermind groups don't have. But
how many people are in a Vistage group?
The most is 16. That's the maximum
right.
number of people in
What's
a Vistage
the best
group.
Number? What's the best number?
The best number? I think that's a good number. Between 14 and 16 because,
okay.
you know, you sometimes will, somebody doesn't show up 1 month because they've got
right.
something that's
Yeah, that makes sense.
You
so
know,
you start
so
with
you,
six. You start with 16 to hope that 12 show up. Because
right,
of whatever,
exactly.
Or whatever, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But this holding accountable, do you think that intimidates some people?
Well, it shouldn't because that's how we get things done. Unfortunately,
it's how you seek excellence, isn't it?
Exactly. We want to learn how to hold our employees accountable, and we also need to be held accountable because, you know, when I think about it, it's like, what about you? We get ideas in our mind. We say, I really need to address that. But then we get busy, and we don't do it. Mm-hmm. If you have a group that is there and you say, God, this is so important to me, but I just can never get to it, that group holds you accountable to getting to it, or at least
right.
saying, I will do this in the next 30 days.
Right.
And then you do it. Hopefully you will do it because there's a group that's waiting to hear you say, I did it.
Here's the other thing. This week, you're the one maybe that's being held accountable for something. Next week, somebody else is going to say something that you're not doing either, and they're going to be the one to be held accountable, and you're going to get to go home and say, whoa, I better get busy on that, so this doesn't come up. And I mean, you know, I can see where that would happen, where you'd sort of improve yourself vicariously.
Absolutely. You find that one person has an issue in a group, probably half the group has the same issue.
That's exactly right.
You know, they just haven't talked about it, and they haven't thought about it, because how much can we think about? And we tend to be doers, you know, doers, and not thinkers.
Leslie Grossman, leadership.com, right?
That's right.
And can they go to Vistage.com and find a Vistage group near them?
They can. They can go to Vistage.com.
Check it out. Hey, Leslie, congratulations on your new book. I'm proud of you. Thanks for being here today. Good job.
Oh, well, great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Leslie joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.